Morning. A few kids are going to share a couple of verses as well, so they can feel free to sit up at the front here. Four kids. So for today, I had a topic I wanted to talk about, which is for kids, but it's in my mind, it's just as much for us as adults. And it's something I've been really thinking about lately. And the topic is about drawing near to God, how important that is. I'm just going to start off looking at Psalm 73, verse 28. So Psalm 73, verse 28, it says, "As for me, the nearness of God is my good." So I thought about this probably over the last week or so, and just thinking, the nearness of God is my good. And that's an amazing thing to think about, being near to God. Is for our good. So one question for the kids to start. When we sin or stumble, do we feel like we want to be near to God at that moment? Emma? You're right. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, what did they do? They hid. And why do you think they didn't want to be near God at that moment? What do you think, Levi? They were ashamed, that's right. So when we sin, when we stumble, sometimes that causes us to not want to be near to God because we feel ashamed. And there's other reasons too. But God's word says in the Psalms, it's good to be near to God. And I just wanted to look at some of the reasons, some of the benefits we get from being near to God. So I'm going to have a couple verses here. The kids are going to share. The first one is in Hebrews 4, verse 16. And I think that was that you, Naomi? Or Hebrews 4, verse 16. Who had that first reading? If none of you did, I can read it. Oh, it's actually 16. Hebrews 4, 16.
"So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most."
Thank you, Naomi. So she said we should draw near. And it's, my version says, with confidence to the throne of grace. And why do we do that? We can receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So that's one really, really important reason why we should draw near to God. We can find mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. Really good, Naomi. So who has the second reading? The second reading is Hebrews 7:25. Is that Abigail?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Abigail.
"Therefore, he is able once and forever to save those who come to God through him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf."
Thanks, Abigail. So that verse also says he can save forever those who draw near to God through him. So when we draw near to God, he can save us forever. He can help us. He can save us. That's a wonderful, wonderful promise. Okay, third verse is Hebrews 11:6. Go ahead, Emma.
"But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him."
Okay, so the benefit there we see of drawing near to God is that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. So that's another reason why we want to draw near to God. God is a rewarder of those who seek him. So we're not going to go to that fourth reading just yet, Jessica. What I wanted to share was... We don't want to settle for a Christian life at a distance from God. And it's not just sin that can cause that to happen, but even in our day-to-day life, we can get busy with things, we can have problems in our life, and we can just try to deal with them naturally. And it's like we can get into the cycle where we forget to draw near to God. And I just think it's so important that we need to learn by faith how to draw near to God day-to-day. So the question is this: knowing it's important to draw near to God, how do we draw near to God? And before we look at a couple of verses, just want to ask if anyone has any questions. Go ahead. Read the Bible. Yeah, that's one way. That's a good way. Emma?
Ask him.
Ask him, yes. So let's look at a couple verses to talk about how do we draw near to God. Jessica has the fourth reading. It's Hebrews chapter 10, and it's verse 22.
"Let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water."
Thank you, Jessica. So my version says, let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. So I think the key is in this verse. We draw near to God by faith. When we come to God, we have to believe that he's there. We have to believe that he hears us. So I think the most important thing is we have to have faith that he hears us. But how do we draw near to God? It's not like we have to go to a specific place, but we draw near to him in our heart through faith. When we talk to God, when we call upon his name, we have to have faith that he hears us. And we should be able to do that at any time. Let's say for kids, you guys are having a really stressful day. You feel like you have too many things in your life. It's causing you stress. Or for adults, you lose your job and you're feeling really stressed about that. Or for moms, you're at home and you're feeling all stressed out because of the kids. Whatever it could be, if we're feeling like we have lots of the problems are getting really big, we need to draw near to God. We call upon his name in our heart. We say, Lord, help me. I know you can help me. And if we do that, we'll get his peace. And we'll get joy. I wanted to look at something. Why did Jesus die for us? If we look at 1 Peter chapter 3, the very center of the gospel, the reason why he died for us is to bring us to himself, to draw us near to him. 1 Peter 3:18, it says, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit." So Jesus died for us to bring us to God. That was why he died for us. So that's why I think it's so important that we have to learn to draw near to God daily, every day. If we're feeling stressed out, if we're feeling burdened, if we're feeling like we just can't deal with all the problems, we draw near to God. It says, cast your anxieties on him, cast your cares on him, because he cares for you. If we believe that by faith, and if we practice that every day, he can give us great joy. And I'll just close with Psalm 16. Psalm 16, verse 11. And here's another important reason why we need to draw near to God, into his presence. It says in Psalm 16, verse 11, "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore." So if we want to have fullness of joy in life, we need to practice drawing near to God. Whenever the problems come, we draw near to God. We call upon his name. If we sin or stumble, we repent and we draw near to God again.